Now, Des said.
He went to the law? Oh, that's the lowest of the low, that is. What are you going to do, Uncle Lye?
Well, I've been asking around, and it turns out he's a loner. Lives in a bedsit. So there's no one I can go and terrify, except him.
But he's still in hospital.
So, I'll take him a bunch of grapes. You feed the dogs?
Yeah, only we're out of Tabasco.
The dogs, Joe and Jeff, were Lionel's psychopathic pit bulls. Their domain was the narrow balcony off the kitchen, where, all day, the two of them snarled, paced, and swiveled, and prosecuted their barking war with the pack of Rottweilers that lived on the roof of the next high-rise along.
"Don't lie to me, Desmond," said Lionel quietly. "Don't ever lie to me."
"I'm not."
"You told me you fed them. And you never give them their Tabasco."
"Uncle Lye, I didn't have the cash. They've only got the big bottles and they're £5.95.
"That's no excuse. You should have nicked one. You spent 30 quid on a fucking dictionary, and you can't spare a couple of bob for the dogs."
"I never spent 30 quid. Gran give it me. She won it on the crossword. The prize crossword."
"Joe and Jeff, they're not pets, Desmond Pepperdine. They tools of me trade."
Lionel's trade was still something of a mystery to Des. He knew that part of it had to do with the very hairiest end of debt collection, and he knew that part of it involved selling on. Lionel's word for selling on was reset. Des knew this by simple logic, because extortion with menaces and receiving stolen property were what Lionel most often went to prison for. He stood there, Lionel, doing something he was very good at, disseminating tension. Des loved him deeply, and more or less unquestioningly.
"I wouldn't be here today without Uncle Lye," he often said to himself.
But he always felt slightly ill in his presence. Not ill at ease, ill.
"You're back early, Uncle Lye,"
he repeated as airily as he could.
"Where you been?"
"Cynthia. I don't know why I bestir myself. God, the state of that Cynthia."
The spectral blonde called Cynthia, or Cynthia, as he pronounced it, was the nearest thing Lionel had to a childhood sweetheart, in that he started sleeping with her when she was 10, and Lionel was 9. She was also the nearest thing he had to a regular girlfriend, in that he saw her regularly, once every 4 or 5 months. Of women in general, Lionel sometimes had this to say.
"More trouble than they worth, if you ask me. Women, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered about women."